we're talking about travel stories today, and I thought I would take you to Costa Rica with me. You're welcome. It's a really beautiful place. When I was in college, I always wanted to do study abroad, and I wasn't able to. I transferred schools. I lost credits. I felt like it was going to just put me off the path, so I didn't do study abroad. But I graduated from college, and my friend Sarah said to me, "Listen, I just moved to Costa Rica. I'm a waitress. I wake up to ripe mangoes falling on my corrugated tin roof, and there are howler monkeys, and the Pacific Ocean are my sounds to go to sleep. You should come here." And I was like, yeah, I should. So at the time, I had just graduated. I moved back to Catonsville with my parents. I was very unhappy in my job, and so I started saving cash in a roller skate to save up to go. And then I got a call from Sarah probably 2 months later saying, "I'm leaving Costa Rica. I'm bored. I'm going home." And I said, "Well, I'm still coming. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm sticking to it." So I labeled my parents' whole house with little, like, words in Spanish so I could try to remember my high school Spanish. And this was probably in 2003, and their refrigerator still says congelador, which I have never heard someone actually use in Spanish. And I went. I saved up my cash. I bought a ticket. I went to this little, beautiful, magical mountain town called Orosi in the rolling hills outside of San Jose. And before I left, I made this list. It was, I'm going to do all of these things. And I was 23 at the time. I'm going to learn how to dance salsa. I'm going to learn Spanish. I'm going to live with a host family. I'm going to take a Latin lover. I'm going to ride down the coast in a motorcycle. And of course, I forgot this list of crazy shit that only happens to me, which became a much more robust list. So I moved to this little mountain town. I stayed with a really lovely, very sweet host family, and I fell in love with this really goofy Nicaraguan statistics professor who was a highly functioning Asperger. And I would say, you know, I feel like it's wrong to say that Roche suffered from Asperger's. I think he would say he was blessed with it. You know, he was so unique. It's like he didn't even understand the social rules. So he felt absolutely free of them. And it made him a real delight. And we just fell in love. And I remember going to this waterfall. We were skinny dipping. And he's like, "I'm just going to paint you with mud designs." And I was like, "Yes, that sounds great." And then there were these other things where we had taken a vacation from vacation and went to the beach. And I'm looking around, and there are all these, like, super hot surfers. And they have these, like, Australian and British accents. And they're all tan. And there's Roche with his little belly and a fanny pack and aqua socks on. And I was like, damn, I probably should have been more specific on my list and written, like, cool Latin lover. But it was pretty awesome. And I remember reading a quote, I think it was Jack Kornfield, that said, "Wherever you go, there you are." And I thought, duh, that's like a memo from the no shit department. But I think what that means, now that I'm like almost 40, is like you take your problems and your joys with you everywhere you go. So even if you have this idea that you're going to go on a vacation, it's going to be magical, really you just want to get away from your problems, and then your problems follow you. And Roche and I started like really kind of like getting into a fight. I did not realize this at the time, but I had been there for 4 months. And I have been, for my, like, really since the time I was 19, on birth control for a hormonal disorder that I was born with. And my stash had run out. So I had to switch, and I switched to the wrong ones. And I don't know if any of you ladies in here have ever been on the wrong birth control pill, but it is a nightmare. It's just like Tear City. Or maybe some of you are partnered. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. It's the worst. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing. Is that your partner? I see him nodding. Yeah, it's the worst. You're like, it's like a monster inhabits you. I imagine that's what menopause is like. I hear that's what it's going to be like. Anyway, oh, God, I see other people nodding. Shit. Anyway, yeah, that is another show. That's a good theme. That's a good idea. Anyway, so I called home, and my mother said, "Well, I sent your dad to go talk to, like, our family doctor." And she wouldn't give him the birth control prescription. She said, "I went to the doctor to get this prescription filled for you," but she wouldn't do it. So Dad went and yelled at her, and he wrote Dad a prescription for your birth control. And I remember coming back, talking to her, and she's like super Baltimore, and she goes, "Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while. I think the last time your dad was here and I was writing him a birth control prescription. That was pretty funny. I was like, yeah, you think? Anyway, it would be even funnier if you knew my dad. So anyway, Roche and I are like just like not getting along. And I had befriended this Swedish girl named Marianne, and she was like, come on, we're going to go, like, take a girls' trip. We're going to go to the rainforest. It's going to be great. So we go to the rainforest, and they tell you, pack a bag, have lunch, because there's a swimming beach in the middle of hiking through the forest. And when you get to the middle, you can have, like, lunch and swim in the ocean and whatever. So Marianne and I are, like, on our little girls' trip, our other vacation from vacation, and we're hiking around, and we see these howler monkeys. And they were awesome. And we probably stayed there for like an hour. We were just like watching them play and listening to them and whatnot. So we turn the corner and we didn't realize. I don't think we would have sat there for an hour had we realized the beach was like literally right around the corner. So we're like, oh, the beach. Okay, fine. We'll hang out on this beach. So we go and I put my towel down and I start to unpack my backpack, which has lunch in it. And I throw my cookies down and I see this little howler monkey in like the tree line, and he's looking like at me, and this guy was like, I don't know, like the size of a medium-sized dog, right? And he's looking like directly at me, so I kind of went like a little to the right, and he went to the right, and I was like, did this, and he did that too, and I had like food in my hands, and he started running towards me, and I was like, I'm gonna have to get into a physical fight with this monkey in front of all of these ecotourists. Like, they're going to think I'm the worst person ever. And then I, like, you know those moments where you're scared and, like, all this stuff flashes through your mind at one time? And I was like, am I going to win? Is it going to win? Like, I'm definitely bigger, but it has animal instincts. And, like, all these people, like, in their keens are going to, like, think I'm so awful because I'm going to have to fight this monkey. And so it runs up to the bottom of my towel, and I look down at it, and it's looking up at me, and I just drop my food, and the monkey snatched it and ran back into the tree line. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, just take the sandwich. I don't care. I'm sorry the plastic might kill you, but, like, better than you and me getting into a fist fight. So I go back. We're having, like, you know, still having, like, a lovely time with Marianne. We go back to the city of San Jose. I try one more thing. I go to a coffee farm, which is like another insane story. It was run by a bunch of American expats, and I stayed at their house. It was with the Worldwide Organization of Organic Farms, but all I did was cry the whole time I was there. And I didn't – they were also, like, super, super religious, and I didn't want to be like, guys, I think I'm just on the wrong birth control pill, and it's going to take a couple of days to, like, get out of my system. Like, I didn't feel – it's funny that I feel fine telling a bunch of strangers this, but at 23, I did not feel comfortable telling this to people whose house I was living in. And after that, I just decided it was time to pack up my things and pack up myself and pack up all my problems and head back to Baltimore. Thanks.